If you're thinking about a new Subaru this season, do yourself a favor and take the short drive north to Kenosha Subaru. Mike and his team offer a no-pressure, laid-back experience that's hard to find in the city. Kenosha Subaru follows strict CDC guidelines to ensure your visit will be very safe. Or shop online and ask about free delivery for a no-contact transaction. Visit KenoshaSubaru.com for all the details. For all you do, Kenosha Subaru.
Our new fall arrivals will give you all the feels at the JCPenney Beautifall Sale. Shop and save on rich colors and cozy layers with up to 40% off select fall styles for men and women. Plus, get more for less with an extra 25% off with coupon. Or there's no better time to restock on everyone's favorite denim with 40% off select Levi's for the family. Find the fall style you've been missing. JCPenney. Offers valid 10-8 to 10-14. Offers and coupons do not apply to Levi's. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Donate online at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Pickup is quick and easy. You'll get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It is always a fun and glorious day when we have some action on Thursday Night Football. And on the line is Radio.com Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Nick is brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook. Go sign up for BetRivers.com today. They will match your initial deposit up to $250 so that you can really win big on your first bet. And Nick joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Morning, Nick.
Mully and Hall, what's going on, guys? Great to be on with you and, of course, the great people of Chicago on this glorious Football Thursday game day for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, and you know, the line moved overnight pretty significantly, and I understand a lot of that has to do maybe with the injury report. Or what do you see when a line is, it opens at 5.5, and now it's at 3.5? I know that I know what the big numbers are, but help us read that. What does it tell you?
So I will, you know, selfishly motivated here, and I'm a shameless self-promoter, so I'll tell people, we want you to listen to You Better You Bet during the week, 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 7 p.m. Central on the radio.com app, because we told you on Monday, you know, my co-host Ken Barkley, Lockie Lockerson, models these games. He has his own, like, math system that he uses to power rate these games, and he had this game lined at Tampa minus 3.5, and he literally said on Monday that's where he thought this line was going to settle here. So I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing this line come down, is because I think a lot of the pros think that that's what the line should be, like, this is what it should be. Tampa minus 3.5 as opposed to Tampa minus 6. And I think a lot of it has to do with the injury report as well. So I think it's probably those two things working in concert for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And now that we're seeing some positive injury news come out for Tampa, where it looks like Scotty Miller is going to go slot receiver for Tom Brady, Mike Evans is apparently going to go through pregame workouts. There is some optimism, though, according to all the insiders, that Evans is going to be able to play. So I'm going to wait until close before kickoff tonight. And if Mike Evans is going to be active for this game, I actually like the Buccaneers at this number, and I'm sorry to the Bears fans. Took them the first couple weeks, had the Colts last week. I got to back Tampa this week here at this low number, even. It's 3 or even at 3.5. I still like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Evans plays, that's obviously a big deal for Brady in this passing game. Nick Foles showed you on Sunday, guys. It's unfortunate that, you know, no good quarterback play in Chicago. That was a terrible effort against the Indianapolis Colts. I think it's a bounce-back effort for this Bucs defense. I don't think the Bears can kind of hurt the Bucs defense the way that Justin Herbert and the Chargers did on Sunday. kind of want to let that line sink in there because I actually do mean that. So I like Tampa tonight, laying the three, laying the 3.5. I'm going to bet it before kickoff here and see if I can get the best number possible on Tampa Bay.
Nick, really appreciate you getting up this morning. I know it's a tough day for Yankees fans after last night. Sorry about that. So we know you're playing hurt. Look, beyond the who you're picking to win and what, you know, whether if you want to take the Bucks, any other props, any other things stand out tonight that would be opportunities for people looking at this game?
Yeah, I think the Cameron Brait player props are going to be worth a look here tonight, and probably Rob Gronkowski props as well. So remember, for the Buccaneers right now, we know Chris Godwin's out for tonight's game. Probably would have played if this game were on Sunday with the hamstring injury, but he's out in the slot. Justin Watson, another slot receiver, out for Tampa Bay. Now look, maybe Scott Miller plays, and he, like we said, we think he's going to play, right? But he may not be 100%. Tyler Johnson's a rookie slot receiver that they have. Maybe he gets involved, but I think what's more likely here is you'll see Rob Gronkowski and Cameron Brait be a little active here for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Gronk was targeted in the end zone last week by Brady a couple weeks before, had a bunch of targets for the Tampa Bay Bucs, and Brady scored last week for Tampa Bay. O.J. Howard, ruptured Achilles, out for the season here. I think the Bucs tight ends are worth a look here. Now, I don't have the numbers in front of me here. We'll do it on the Power Hour tonight on You Better You Bet in the 6 p.m. Eastern Hour, 5 p.m. Central. I'll give out all my prop bets for the night. There will probably be a lot of them. So I'm going to look at Brady. I'm going to look at O.J. Howard. And one other one that I'll give you, and again, I don't have the number here. I can try and find it while I talk here in filibuster. Keyshawn Vaughn is Tampa Bay's rookie running back. He is out of Vanderbilt. Now, let me see if I can find his receiving yards. 18.5 I'm seeing right now over at Bet Rivers. I like that here. LeSean McCoy is like Tampa's quote-unquote like pass-catching running back and also the one they use in pass protection. He's out for this game right now. Leonard Fournette is doubtful. Ronald Jones will be the primary running back for this team. But we saw Keyshawn Vaughn get a target in the end zone, score a touchdown last week for Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So I think Vaughn's going to be involved in the passing game here. Keyshawn Vaughn, Tampa's rookie running back, over 18.5 receiving yards. That's plus 100 right now at Bet Rivers. I think that's worth a look at well for Thursday Night Football.
It's fascinating to think about the Bills at Tennessee, whether the game will go on. Will there be even a line? Is there any possibility, you know, of a futures bet on Josh Allen? What's your take on how to handle a game like this, run for the hills or wait and see if it's even on?
Yeah, I think at this point now, with the news coming out this morning, which is like highly unfortunate, another Titans positive player test this morning, I think it's extremely unlikely that this game is played. And the problem is, it's like you can't even really push it back to Monday or Tuesday because the Bills are playing the Chiefs next Thursday night. So like, this is going to screw the Kansas City Chiefs right now because of the selfish Tennessee Titans. So you can't push the game back here. So what you have now, guys, and I'm going to get a little pissed off here because I'm annoyed right now, right? What you have here is a situation where this could be next Thursday night, a game where the Bills-Chiefs could eventually decide home field advantage in the AFC playoffs. And you're going to have the Chiefs playing their third game in 11 days against a Bills team that's probably going to be coming off a bye this week because the Titans aren't going to be able to field the team. And I'll say this, I'm selfishly motivated. Now, other people may not be willing to admit it, but I feel like everyone's selfishly motivated, right? I just kind of have the cojones to come out and say that that's the truth for me. And this is screwing with my livelihood right now, the Tennessee Titans, who in the middle of a global pandemic, with the rules kind of laid out before everyone, with what we saw happen with Major League Baseball, are going and having illegal workouts during a pandemic after positive tests, right? And not only that, but are kind of flaunting it here. You know what I make my living doing? Talking about the National Football League. Like, with baseball, it's one thing. And maybe people listening, you're a bigger baseball fan than a football fan. That's fine. Baseball's a great sport. You know what, though? Football's more popular. That's incontrovertible here. They're screwing with my livelihood right now, the Tennessee Titans. So I say, screw this team. Make them forfeit. Take away their draft picks. I don't really care at this point here. So I think this hurts. This hurts the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to see this have a ripple effect on schedules right now, all because the Titans think they're above the rules and can't follow the rules. And they're also screwing with me and potentially my bottom line. And I've got absolutely no patience for that.
Amen. Way to go, Nick. I'd like to be a Patriots, too, watching the Bills get a free victory. Goodness sakes. You know, it affects everybody. All right, let's take an early look ahead. I know it's only Thursday, but let's look at Sunday. Anything stand out about week 5?
Yeah, I like the Cleveland Browns right now, guys. They're 2-point home underdogs against the Indianapolis Colts, and there's a lot of split feelings about this game, right? Some people think that, you know, the Browns are a mirage because they took down a terrible Cowboys defense last week. Here's what I look at when I handicap this game. The Browns are an excellent run defense, right? Their pass defense is another story entirely. 500 yards last week to Dak Prescott on the Cowboys in their victory. Philip Rivers Rivers, though, I think is cooked. I think his arm is dead. I don't think he can push the ball down the field here. The strength of the Colts is their offensive line and their run game here. Great. Cleveland's strength on defense is their rush defense. And conversely, on the other side here, the Colts have some big-time injuries in their linebacking core that we're going to need to monitor today and tomorrow, most notably Darius Leonard, who I think is the linchpin of that entire defense, which has been, to this point, the best defense in the National Football League this season. So if the injury report is favorable for the Browns, I'm going to look to take the Browns as home underdogs, and I think they can get a win on Sunday. Also want to spend a moment and talk about this Jaguars-Texans game here. So I feel like people, to borrow a term from the stock market here, it's like the dead cat bounce, right? Texans fire Bill O'Brien, and some people may be thinking, all right, well, now they're going to roll this weekend. O'Brien's not there anymore. Team's going to be happy again. They can beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think the problem with that, and I think I said this with you guys last week, like, I had the Vikings last week. The Texans can't stop the run. So, like, great. They hate Bill O'Brien. He's gone. They still can't stop the run. Like, did they all of a sudden import new players on defense to stop the run? No. So I think they're going to be able to basically do what they want in this game, the Jaguars, with James Robinson. Now, maybe the Texans win the game. I'm not insinuating they can't or won't. But this spread is 6. Really? I'm going to take the points with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I feel really good about it. And one other one for you guys here, and I may be a little biased here. You know, it's a tough time to be a New York sports fan. You know, Yankees are in the playoffs, but I think they're going to lose tonight, and that'll be that. I'm also a Giants fan, and, you know, it's a disaster. They're 9.5-point dogs this week on the road in Dallas. I think the Giants can actually score on this terrible Cowboys defense, so I like the over of 54, but Dallas is going to be able to name, you know, whatever score they put up on the board here. They're going to shred this Giants secondary. I like the Cowboys anything under 10, currently sitting at Bet Rivers, laying 9.5 at home.
I got to tell you, with all due respect to your Giants, the NFC East is it's a
Giants deserve
fire.
No respect. You don't have to respect them.
And they're winless, but no one else in that division has more than one win. And the Eagles are at Pittsburgh in the Battle of Pennsylvania. And I guess I don't know how I missed this, but Carson Wentz has the lowest passer rating in the league. What happened to him?
Yeah,
how is he that bad, and what happens against a team like Pittsburgh?
Well, I think really because it's like this is not meant to be a defense of Carson Wentz, so please don't read what I'm about to say as that, because he has not been great for the majority of this season. I mean, that wide receiving core is so banged up, like it's going to be the three of us and Greg Ward out there maybe for him on Sunday. Actually, they did have a positive injury report. DeSean Jackson's expected to be back. They might have all their receivers with the exception of Jalen Reagor coming up for them, the rookie out of TCU, coming up on Sunday here. The offensive line is all sorts of injured, and I'll say this about Wentz, and we want to talk about Eagles and like the NFC East. Like the Eagles went to San Francisco and beat the 49ers on Sunday night. A couple weeks before, the Giants hosted the JV 49ers and lost by 30 at home to the Niners. So I think there's a big difference between the teams. I know that's not what you were trying to say, but I do think there's a big difference. In this game, Eagles and Steelers, I like Pittsburgh in the game here. Pittsburgh's going to be able to throw the ball all over this Eagles secondary. Roethlisberger's looked great. They get a bye last week because of the Titans' mess. Like, their game against Tennessee got canceled, right? So Deontay Johnson, who's one of their stud wide receivers, a second-year player, wasn't going to play in that game against Tennessee with a concussion. He's going to be good to go this week now. That's a loaded Steelers wide receiving core. I like the over in this game, guys. It's currently sitting at 44. I think Pittsburgh can score like 27, 30 points in this game. And then Carson Wentz in catch-up mode. I like the Steelers defense a lot, but I think Philly can do its part in this game as well to push this one over the total. So I lean towards the Steelers. They're 7.5 right now at Bet Rivers. I'd rather get 7, of course, than 7.5. But I absolutely love this over 44 on Sunday. Eagles and Steelers.
Great stuff, Nick. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Wishing you, the great people of Chicago, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And, of course, please, New York Yankees, please win tonight, and let's get to a Game 5 with Garrett Cole.
All righty. That was Radio.com sports betting insider Nick Costos. Nick is brought to us by Bet River Sportsbook. And, again, go sign up for BetRivers.com today. They will match your initial deposit up to $250. Plus, you've got to enjoy winning, and $250 is a nice head start. You must be 21, present in Illinois or Indiana. Use new users only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Wow. That is that's something else. Yeah, the Tennessee thing's a train wreck. I'm glad that you asked that question, David, and that he railed in the fashion in which he did. I think it's fair, and I think you're right. I think a lot of us feel the same way. You just can't put the season at risk.
Yeah, he's pretty wound up, but he gets wound up on a lot of things, but he expressed it well, and he spoke for a lot of people, I think, looking at the Titans thing is so bothersome because of their willful sort of ignorance here, and also how they orchestrated workouts when they knew that they shouldn't, just to try to control the situation. Football right. players, football coaches think they can control everything, and you look, that's the biggest mistake people are making about this. You can't control this virus.
All right, let's get to Dan Bernstein next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
This is the Mully and Haw Morning Show, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period. Mornings 5 to 9. Listen on your mobile device through the radio.com app and always on the radio at 670 The Score.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered. Learn the issues. And vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath. And then lets up, only to do it over and over. Sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
Breathe well with simple solutions. AdventKnows.com.
Our new fall arrivals will give you all the feels at the JCPenney Beautiful Sale. Shop and save on rich colors and cozy layers with up to 40% off select fall styles for men and women. Plus, get more for less with an extra 25% off with coupon. Or there's no better time to restock on everyone's favorite denim with 40% off select Levi's for the family. Find the fall style you've been missing. JCPenney. Offers valid 10-8 to 10-14. Offers and coupons do not apply to Levi's. Other exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
The first day of owning a new car is amazing. Fast forward to day 90, and if you own a Hyundai Tucson, it's still just as amazing. Which is why J.D. Power ranked it number one in initial quality amongst all 2020 compact SUVs. The Hyundai Tucson, a great deal more than just a great deal.
Lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $26.99 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 72 months. See your local Hyundai dealer today. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards. Offer ends November 2nd, 2020. Call 224-661-0068 for details.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Chicago Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Download the top.